Well, I'm here at BAE Systems with Mark Spohr. You might be able to hear the rain belting down on the roof. Mark, where are we and why can we hear the rain so much?
Okay, we're in our 4 metre wind tunnel at the moment, so it's one of the largest wind tunnel test facilities in the UK. We use it for testing a whole range of military aircraft platforms, right through from Typhoon, all the unmanned air vehicles. Everything is tested within the wind tunnel test facilities that we have here at Wharton, and particularly in our low speed wind tunnel here.
Shall we go and have a look and get inside?
Yeah, let's go on.
Right, so we're in a huge wind tunnel. Just describe this for me, because it's incredible.
It is, yes. So we've got a very, very large fan down there, which is over seven metres diameter, one of the largest fans that you'll actually see in the United Kingdom. That is powering through the air, through the tunnel, and it's powering the equivalent volume of around about 10 double-deckers worth of air per second is going round in this direction.
And round the corner, there's something I'm not allowed to see. This is why we're in this bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, we're in a different test section to what we would normally. We're actually testing some secret programme at the moment, one of the unmanned air vehicles, so unfortunately we can't show you that today.
Don't get the security clearance for that one, do I?
Sorry, not today, no. Maybe it's sometime in the future.
Hi, my name's Kelvin Davies, and I help to run the technology partnership between BAE Systems and UK Sport.
So the wheelchair athletes have been in this wind tunnel, and they've actually changed how they compete, I guess, as well, because of it.
Yeah, the big question that we were asked by the sport was what posture should the athletes race in? As simple as that. Before, they were answering that question through guesswork, trial and error, and what we've been able to do here is bring a lot of science to it. One of the top male athletes, David Weir, has leaned forward a little bit further, as simple as that. And Shelley Woods, top female athlete, has changed the way she holds her arms and her shoulders during racing. And it's just one of those gains that we think should help them in racing.
So we're taking the chair, installing that into the test section, and basically looking to minimise the drag or the wind resistance experienced by the athletes.
And the athletes have to sit there while you blow a lot of wind at them?
They have to sit there very still while we blow a lot of wind over them, yeah, for a relatively short period of time. We monitor the position, make sure they don't move, so that's obviously different to the normal sort of testing that we do. Then we then analyse those results afterwards and make sure they've had the desired effect.
They need a cup of tea after, I bet.
Absolutely they do, yeah. They can be worn out afterwards, yeah.
The science proves that it should work. It's up to the athletes to do the hard work to put it into practice.